Carlton, tell us a little bit about how you got from Jamaica to Gloucester.
Okay. I came over on flight BOAC, and that took, well, it did seem like about 3 days flight coming over. Those days were the original prop aircraft, not like your fast modern jet these days. Having got to London, we took a taxi to Paddington. Was it a taxi or I can't remember exactly, but anyway, we went from London Airport. We didn't even know that it was called Heathrow Airport at that time. We just say London Airport. And to Paddington, where we got onto a train, and that took us to Gloucester Great Western Station. I think we got here somewhere around 3 o'clock in the morning, and three of us took a taxi from Gloucester Station to our destination. All three of us were going three different places, different addresses. We didn't even know where each others were going, but the taxi man, he knew. And he took me to my address. He took the other two to their address. And from there on, we link up days after. Well, one of the chap who came over at that time, I did know him from home, but the other one I didn't know. The one who I was coming to is somebody who I knew from home, and he was a family friend. So he received me, and that's how I happened to come to Gloucester.
And how long did you live there? That was obviously your first place of abode, but how long did you live there for?
I would say I lived there for about, I think it was about 3 years. 3 years I lived at that address, and then I moved to somewhere else. You know, people are always falling out. I mean, not exactly falling out as such, but sometimes you're looking for a better accommodation, because the accommodation situation then was, you know, I can't describe it, but we've been through it. We survived it, and we did live happily together, although most of us were all strangers coming from different parts of the island. But we got on well, yes. So I wouldn't say we had a bust up why I moved from there anyway.